OPP West Region took to X Wednesday with figures from the 2025 Motorized Snow Vehicle Enforcement Campaign in Wellington County. While Wellington County OPP Media Relations Officer Matthew Burton reports a low number of charges compared to vehicle checks, he says the season was busy and did see some charges.
A couple numbers for the public to know is that almost 1,200 motorized snow vehicles were checked in 2 months. Now, that's around 600 a month were checked. Now, of the 1,200, 71 were charged, and that's roughly around one out of every 17 vehicles being checked, and 83 warnings were given.
Burton went on to say there were two fail-to-stop occurrences as well, before diving into the numbers further. He explained though there weren't a ton of charges, there's still a chance to keep the trails even safer for riders.
The low number of charges compared to vehicle checks, so again, 1,200 checked to 71 charged, is around 6% of people being charged overall. This indicates that most riders are compliant with the laws and are driving the motorized snow vehicles in a safe manner. There is still room for improvement because even 1% still leaves room for potential injury.
Riders need to keep in mind three important things, Burton noted, on the heels of a busy season on trails. They need trail permits to stay on the trails and to follow the speed limits. He went on to add, while most are committed to safety, some still choose to put others at risk, thus the diligent campaign.
The majority of people are responsible, and we're really thankful for people abiding by the law and keeping safety number one. Unfortunately, there are some people that, regardless of what we do, will just do whatever they want, and they pose a huge safety risk to people in the trails. So that's why the traffic unit was out there, to ensure that everyone is safe. We can continue that.
Burton reports the trails were open for 2 months this season, as opposed to just 2 weeks last winter. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.